Good afternoon. State Affairs Committee coming to order at 4:52 p.m. We're going to have a hyper-abbreviated agenda today and hear only SB 101 as well as entertain two motions to introduce committee legislation. We'll do those motions first and then move on to SB 101 relating to Ashley Johnson Barde, HB 233, HB 264, and HB 250, which we all noticed for today we'll take up on another committee meeting. First, the two motions. Representative Fields.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move that the House State Affairs Committee authorize the chair to draft a bill and act relating to living conditioners for prisoners as committee-sponsored legislation.
Seeing and hearing no objection, the motion carries. Representative Fields.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move that the House State Affairs Committee authorize the chair to draft a bill proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the Alaska Permanent Fund and to appropriations from the Alaska Permanent Fund as committee-sponsored legislation.
Seeing and hearing no objection, motion carries. SB 101 is our one piece of legislation on today's agenda. Mr. Beaver, welcome. And if and when the senator joins us, he'll be welcome as well. But thank you for your patience with a long floor session today. We're grateful to have you in committee. Please present the legislation.
Sorry. Hi. Thank you, committee members. My name is Seth Beaver. I am a staffer for Senator Donnie Olson. He should be here right now.
Excellent. And while Senator Olson sits down, I'm just going to note we have five members present constituting a quorum. I jumped over that. Welcome, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and distinguished members of the committee. Today we're here to present Senate Bill 101, and my the main man I have from the Kotzebue Kid is here to present the bill. With that, Seth Beaver.
So SB 101 establishes March 12th as Ashley Johnson Barr Day to commemorate the life of young Ashley Johnson Barr, who was taken from this world way too soon. In unimaginable time of grief and loss, communities across the state and nation join the family and friends in support of Ashley. While loss is overwhelming, there's comfort in knowing progress can be made in ensuring that other children will not encounter the same tragedy. SB 101 aims to bring light surrounding tragedy. Establishing Ashley Johnson Barr Day brings awareness surrounding violent crimes committed against children and highlights that individuals hold a moral responsibility to make sure Alaskan children are protected. It is complementary to the annual Sexual Assault Awareness Resolution that passes the legislature every year. Additionally, it brings awareness to the missing and murdered Indigenous women across North America. 84% of Alaskan Native women experience violence in their lifetime, a percentage we desperately need to reduce. Honoring Ashley's life by wearing her favorite color purple, volunteering for child abuse prevention organizations, and celebrating the liveliness and youthfulness of Alaska's children are all appropriate ways to spend Ashley Johnson Barr Day.
Thank you, Mr. Beaver. I'll just take a moment. Any questions from the committee for the sponsor or staff?
Just a comment.
Representative Story.
I appreciated all the letters of support in the bill packet, hearing from many in her community and some family members. And I appreciate this bill coming forward. And it's very fitting that we should have a tribute to Ashley Barr Johnson.
Thank you, Representative Story. At this time, I'm going to open public testimony. And we'll start online. Scotty Barr in Kotzebue, please put yourself on record and present your testimony.
Good afternoon there, Chair. Thank you guys so much. My name is Scotty Barr. I'm the father of Ashley Johnson Barr. I just want to say thanks, guys. Let me speak on Senate Bill 101, which is enacting Ashley Johnson Barr Day on her birthday. There have been many people who spent many hours of their own time from their work and families to bring Ashley home safely. By enacting Ashley Johnson Barr Day on her birthday, we'll continue to you talked about what happened to her and helping bring protection, safety for our future generations come so they can feel protected from any harm that has been on them on a daily basis. She brought not only our region, state, nation, but the whole world to come closer to each other to help this epidemic that has been going on for decades and decades. We need to act on this and provide more awareness so therefore our future generation of girls, future mothers, will never go through something that any parent should never go through in their entire life by losing a young child. I believe that we can come together as our great state of Alaska and work together closely with local, state, and federal agencies around our state and nation by hopefully finding funding for all communities to help with this ever happening again. We don't need another Ashley tragedy at all. No parents don't need that, but we need more funding, more grants out there for our communities to aim more for our young and teenage troubled boys that are suffering from anything that maybe they're from their families or that are put in the system, and change their hearts to honor, respect, and give love to our future generations of girls and mothers and sisters. I appreciate you guys for giving me the time to go and speak on behalf of myself as well as my family and our daughter Ashley. I thank you guys so much for everything that you guys do on a daily basis, regardless of Donnie Olson's bill. And I appreciate everything that you guys do. May God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Barr, for your testimony. Any questions or comments from the committee? I see no one else online. Is there anyone in the room to testify? Seeing no one, at this time I'm going to close public testimony. I think it's been noted, this is a bill that we're fast-tracking in the House in time to pass the legislature fully by Ashley's birthday, March 12. So we'll look to the will of the committee today. Are there any closing comments from the sponsor before we entertain a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Out of the ashes of this and the anguish of this abominable deed that was done to this little girl, and having little girls myself, it's one of those things we want to make sure that the vulnerable people or the most vulnerable in society are able to go ahead and have some element of protection from perpetrators like this who prey on people. And that's the main reason I'd like to see this bill go through, as well as to try and help closure with the family, because evil lurks everywhere. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Any comments from the committee before we entertain a motion? Representative Story.
Yes, I would like to thank Mr. Barr for testifying today, and for thank him and his family for speaking out and hopefully stopping child abuse from happening and making sure others aren't experiencing the pain that their family and community is experiencing. And when the bill sponsor talked about important to wear purple on Ashley's birthday and to give time to child abuse and neglect prevention organizations or some service, I appreciate those actions that come out of the day. And I heard Mr. Barr's urging for funding for resources in this area, and I thank him for his advocacy.
Thank you, Representative Story. Seeing no further comment, a motion. Representative Fields.
Co-chair, I move that we report Senate Bill 101-31-LS0752-M from committee with individual recommendations and zero fiscal note.
Seeing no objection, the motion carries. And at 5:02, we will conclude this committee hearing, and we'll be back on Thursday, hopefully at a normally scheduled time of 3 p.m. And we'll be in touch if there's additional legislation that will be added to Thursday's calendar under bills previously heard, given the variations on all sorts of scheduling this week with operating budget on the floor. At 5:03, we are adjourned.